This is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And today we have a very special guest. We have Kristen Dion, and she's going to tell us all about the great work of Green Chimneys.
Well, before we say hello to Kristen, I think it's very appropriate to have Green Chimneys on because it's St. Patrick's Day, the wearing of the green. Kristen Dion, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us, what is Green Chimneys?
So Green Chimneys is a residential treatment center and special education school here in Brewster, New York, located on a farm and wildlife center. And we actually work with kids in day programs and residential who have mental health challenges and some developmental disabilities. We have about 250 students in our school, and we actually have two campuses, one here in Brewster, New York, and a small one in our Clearpool campus in Carmel, New York. And one of our claims to fame and one of the things that we find effective in working with our children are nature-based therapies. So we have a full farm with about 300 animals and wildlife center where we take in wildlife, and some of them are either permanently injured or imprinted, and they stay here. Others, hopefully we can release them after some rehabilitation. And that piece of connecting kids with nature in a really supportive environment is really the basis to our services here, what we provide children and their families.
So
but we're so much more. Can I add in all of ours? So much more.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We actually have, as experts in the fields of children's mental health, we actually have our community-based services that provide assistance to over 1,000 youth and families every year. They're located in Putnam County, but actually service people throughout Westchester County, Dutchess County, all those bordering counties. And they provide comprehensive preventive intervention services, crisis support, youth programming. We have a nice outreach center for some of the kids in the local schools. We also have other public programs for any of us to participate in, and I know my kids have. We have two summer camps that we have every year that are very popular in the community, one here in Brewster and one at our Carmel campus in at Clearpool. We have a day school here. A nature's nursery preschool here on campus serving about 75 families, 3 to 4 year olds that can come. And actually our registration is open if anyone has any 3 and 4 year olds that want to participate in that.
Now, may I ask?
I don't know about many preschools that have farm and a swimming pool and lunch and everything in a great cafeteria.
Now, so. The preschool, is that for any child or a child
it's
with
special
needs?
For any child.
Our
employees actually send their kids here. Typically developing children, as are our summer camps.
Oh, because when you said your children, you look like you're about 25 to me. So
you are incredibly sweet.
So that's an awful lot that you're doing. I think I'd like to take them on one at a time. First of all, let's talk about the farm, which although you call yourself Green Chimneys, it sort of brings back the old Green Acres program with the Gabor, one of the Gabor sisters, and Eddie Albert.
Zsa Gabor,
right?
Eva Gabor, yeah.
Tell us about the farm again, and you know, how big is it, and what do the young people do on the farm?
Sure. So our Brewster campus has about 175 acres, and our farm has farm animals, everything from our equines, our horses, which includes miniature horses, it includes miniature donkeys, it includes camels, all of those within our equine programs. But then we also have your typical farm animals, cows, pigs, sheep, llamas, alpacas. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our wildlife center, which I mentioned before, which is typically, for the most part, birds of prey. But we also do rehab with various people in the community that might bring us birds who say were hit by cars and things. And if we're able to rehab them, we're able to release them. All of these programs involve our kids. So the care of the animals, kids come and actually help in the chores of taking care of the animals. They work with our wildlife center in helping to rehab the animals. But beyond that, we're really one of the almost the founders of sort of animal-assisted and nature-based therapies. People from all over the world actually come to learn how we do that. And it's working one-on-one with the children. Animals are good reflections for children with kids with things like affective disorder. They can't always read your look or your face to understand and look at social cues. Animals actually provide a really good ability for those kids to learn, because animals, particularly horses, for example, if you do this, the horse will do this, and it's obvious. Sometimes human interactions isn't that obvious, and we want our kids to learn that. They take the lessons with the animals, the caring, the nurturing with the animals, the interaction with the animals. They take those lessons, and then we help apply them to their human interactions as well. So it's really about taking those lessons that nature and animals can teach us and applying them to our interactions and how our behavior affects us in the community.
What kind of children are we talking about? You said that they had special needs, but could you be a little more specific in case there are parents or grandparents who are listening to us this morning who might want to have their children take advantage of what's offered at Green Chimneys?
Sure. Our kids have various mental health diagnoses as they come here, everything from severe anxiety, depression, autism. We actually have we have many kids with autism here. A lot of the children come here with several diagnoses, so that you're actually dealing with children with various sort of diagnoses. A lot of all of these different things sort of affect the kids are really through their own self-regulation and their behavior. So what we want to do when they come here is teach them the skills that they need to live with those various diagnoses that they have, and how that feeds into what their behavior is and how they self-regulate.
And is this a residential program?
Overnight? So about half of our students live here, and about half our students are actually day students that come every day for school. And it is a 12 months out of the year. So the kids have a few weeks off in the summertime, but they actually come to school 12 months out of the year.
So this is in lieu of them going to their public school.
Yes. Right. And do you have, are some of the children maybe children who are suffering maybe from like a post-traumatic stress, and do you maybe couple them with maybe an animal too that is also suffering from a traumatic experience?
The way we sort of partner with the animals is to really partner the animals with where the kids sort of gravitate to.
Okay.
And you never know, like in talking to our farm director, you never know what child is going to navigate to what animal.
Yeah.
And it's really allowing that to happen, because usually the child will navigate to the animal that is right for them.
Yeah, and the animal picks their person too, I take it.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
Now would be a good time to get the contact information in case anybody at home is more interested in the Green Chimneys program. What's your website, and how do people find out more about this for their own children, or perhaps even to help you out?
Mm-hmm. Our website is easy. It's greenchimneys.org, and you can find all of the information and contact information there. And families are welcome to call at any time, 845-279-2995.
And folks, get a pencil and paper. Our great guest, Kristen Dion, will be repeating that in the next portion of the program, which comes to us right after Kathy Kruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Treep at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuit, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
I'll be back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treib on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/artbytrieb. That's Art by Treib on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonas Reeb-Wasser, and I want to wish everyone the top of the morning for St. Patrick's Day. And with me is Kathy Kruger, who's going to talk about our special guest. Kathy?
Yeah, we have a very special guest. Her name is Kristen Dion, and she works at Green Chimneys, and she's going to tell us a couple of things. She's going to tell us about her new job promotion. She's going to tell us, just review a little bit about what Green Chimneys is and how it got started, because we have a little bit of a Rotary background there that we need to talk about. So, yes.
Yeah, thank you. So I was fortunate to be named CEO just at the end of January of Green Chimneys. I've actually been with Green Chimneys for 16 years and actually had the opportunity we're in our 77th year now at Green Chimneys. And during that entire time, I am only the fourth person to hold this position.
Wow.
So people stay in their positions for a really long time. I was fortunate to work with all three of my previous predecessors, including our founder, Dr. Sam Ross, who we lovingly call Rolo.
Rolo.
And he was a Rotarian.
Yes, he was.
He was a Rotarian. Every Tuesday, he would pop in my office and say, I'm off to Rotary.
And, yay, you know, Tuesdays, because Joan and I have our meetings on Tuesdays,
right,
too,
right,
in our clubs.
There's a great Rotary tradition of Rotary clubs helping out with Green Chimneys, isn't there, Dion? Miss Dion?
Oh, yes. Between volunteering, they've had a few socials here to actually help us spread the word. They've given us funding for our children. We participate in some of their programming. With the Interact Club, we had an Interact Club here with them for a while. It's great. We have such a strong, our membership has a really strong participation and interact with the Brewster schools. It's amazing. They just do an amazing job.
For those who may not know, Interact is our high school Rotarians. And Kristen Dion of Green Chimneys, just remind folks who may have tuned in what Green Chimneys is all about.
Sure. We're a special education school and residential treatment center for kids with various developmental and mental health issues.
And
that's pretty quick. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
How many students do you have?
We have in total 250 students here, half of whom are residents who live here and half are day students.
And then you have 300 about farm animals. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Everything from, guinea pigs and chinchillas all the way up through cows, sheep, camels, birds of prey, everything.
And the secret of your success is that the young people who are special needs students get to take care of the kids, get to take care of the animals, love the animals, have responsible chores. Did Dr. Rolo come up with this idea, or has this idea been used in other places?
You know, when Rolo was a kid, he spent a lot of time in boarding school, and he always had an animal, always sort of different sorts of animals. And he realized several things. One, they were good for himself. And two, he found that he could use his animals to meet other people, other kids. He found it was his way of sort of interacting and starting those interactions with other people. So he understood the value of what animals provide for us and can teach us, and said, you know what, this is what I want to do. And at age 19, started Green Chimneys right after graduating from college at the University of Virginia. He told his father, Dad, I want to start a school on a farm. And his dad said, what do you know about teaching and running a school? He said, I've done it all my life.
There you go. Life experience.
Yeah, what age ranges do you have at the school?
Our ranges are K through 12.
Oh, so full experience. Mm-hmm. And is there a tuition or...
That's-
perfect.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Is there a tuition? And then, and how are you funded? Because for all those students and for all those animals, it's got to be a costly operation. Mm-hmm. It must be. Yeah.
Right. So students that come here do come here free of charge. There is no charge to the families that need to send our card. We get various funding through reimbursements through the state, through Medicaid, et cetera. One of the areas that we do heavily fundraise for is our farm, because that we aren't provided reimbursements for those services. And we often call our farm and our animals are really important teachers and therapists. They have a lot to teach all of us. They have a lot to teach our kids, and they are really integral and part of the therapy here at Green Chimneys.
Now would be a great time to give your website again and contact information for those who at home who say, I know a child who needs Green Chimneys, mm-hmm. especially if it's going to be tuition free. Mm-hmm. So what's your contact information, Kristen Dionne? And folks, home, get a pencil and paper. She will repeat it in the next portion of the program.
Yep. It's greenchimneys.org is the website, and you can find everything there. And you can always feel free to give us a call at 845-279-2995.
Now, let me ask the obvious question. Is there actually a green chimney on one of the buildings?
Yes, there is.
Yes, that I know.
Yes, the name came from Dr. Ross Rollo. Actually came up with the name because as he was buying this farm, one of the maintenance people actually just used whatever paint was available to paint the chimneys, and it happened to be green. But what happened was when people were asking for directions and locally, it was go up past the place with the green chimneys, and it was used as sort of a landmark. And Rollo thought, well, people already know who we are because we're the place with the green chimneys. So that's how it got its name.
Now, what kind of staff do you have on board? I assume you have people who are cognizant of farming, you know, experience in farming, but you also have counselors and certified teachers and all?
Yeah, we have social work, obviously teachers. Mm-hmm. We have social workers. We have therapists. We have obviously the farm staff. We have
nurses?
Nearly 800 people actually work here throughout the year when you include summer camps and that sort of uptick in staffing that we have. And you consider the fact we have residential, so it's 24 hours of staffing that we have here. So it's actually a lot of people, residential care, child care, everything.
That's quite the
care
operation.
Providers, do you have like a doctor, nurse?
We actually have a full health center, so we have nurses.
Oh, you do?
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
This is quite an operation. Now, mm-hmm. you mentioned summer camp. Tell us a little bit more about that. It's for every child, not just those of special needs, right?
Yes, it's for every child. It's different sessions. It's 9 weeks during the summer. Starts right after school ends. They do everything. Outdoor activities. They have archery. They do the farm. We have a swimming pool, arts and crafts, music, dancing, all different types of typical summer camp activities. And those are at two locations. So we have one in Brewster, and then we have another one in Clearpool. Our Clearpool campus is another 350 acres.
Wow.
Seated on a model forest with a lake and high ropes course, all of those amenities that make camp so much fun.
Oh, and is a summer camp have a tuition attached to it?
The summer camp has tuition. We do have limited scholarships available. So when people go online, there's an application and an application for scholarships. If some family needs some extra help, we actually seek funding from foundations who give us that funding to make scholarships available, private foundations.
Now, when someone applies to be a student at the school, is it just paperwork involved or is there an interview process that's involved too?
There is actually a whole referral process that people go through their school districts, through their Council on Special Education, CSE. So what they'd really want to do, in addition to reaching us, they want to reach out to their CSEs and try and start that referral.
What do those initials mean, CSE, for those who don't
Council
know?
Council on Special Education.
All right, and what area, what is your catchment area of students? Is it just the Brewster area, or do you reach out for students from everywhere?
Oh, no, we actually have even some kids, a few kids from Connecticut, mm-hmm. but we probably deal with over 75 school districts in New York State. So we have kids from Long Island, New York City, but also, up north. So we actually have kids from a pretty wide area.
And we're going to find out more about the great Green Chimneys program from our terrific guest, Kristen Dionne, right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at HudsonRiverHousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treebwasa. The next voice you hear will be that of our producer and co-host, Kathy Kruger, introducing our terrific guest.
Yeah, we are so lucky, Jonah, to have Kristen Dion of Green Chimneys with us. And she's been telling us so much about this very special school that she is now the CEO of. And they just received a very special business designation. Kristen, why don't you start us out and tell us about that? Because it's impressive.
Yeah. We were really lucky that our New York State Assembly member, Matt Slater, actually nominated us and got us through the process. And we are the first historic business in New York State on the Historic Business Preservation Registry here in Putnam County.
Congratulations.
And it really calls out to get the designation. It's for businesses who have been around for 50 years and have added to the historic landscape of their communities.
And you started by a 19-year-old Rotarian how many years ago?
Well, we're in our 77th year now.
Fantastic. So. That's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you've got special weekend programs you want to talk about. What is that all about?
Yeah, I always, of course, I will say that before coming CEO, I was in charge of development and fundraising. So that's always my first pitch coming out. So if anyone really wanted to have a chance to visit us and then also support us, we have a wonderful event called Birds of Prey. It's actually very popular in Putnam County on Sunday, June 2nd. We have a lot of falconers and opportunities to see our birds of prey, plus falconers who come and visit us and bring theirs, various demonstrations, opportunities for the kids to see all our farm animals. But in addition to that, if people just wanted to come and step on campus and experience the animals for a little bit, every weekend our campus, our farm is open to the public free of charge, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Every weekend?
Every weekend.
Oh, and you don't have to make a reservation? You can you can just come. Well,
you can just come and visit and experience the animals. And it's a great way. It's a nice thing to do on a nice day with the kids.
Right. Even though you don't have a student attending, you can still come to visit?
Yep. Anyone in the community is invited to come.
Oh, so, Kristen Dion, what got you started in this kind of work? What got you interested in this kind of work?
Oh, gosh. My background is in social work. So mental health issues have always been sort of part of my education and training, and nonprofit work. I've been in nonprofit work my whole life. I know last in one of your interviews I just listened to the other day was Habitat for Humanity up in Dutchess County.
Yes,
I did a
Todd Bowen.
Habitat out in Pennsylvania, and food hunger relief. So nonprofits have been my entire career.
And in fact, another interview we did was with a broadcasting colleague from the Anderson Center for Autism.
Yes.
And do you work with them? Because you said that you have children who are on the spectrum.
Yeah. Actually, I talk with people from Anderson Center every now and then. They have a great program up there as
Liza
well.
Liza Bozinski there. Yep, yeah, she's lovely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the Lucky Horse Farm 2, Orphan Horse Farm up in Dover? They're just, we've introduced.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's
the horses, they pair with people too that have suffered through trauma, and they work well together. The horses have had trauma, the maybe children or adults. And
yeah, I know,
and
they work with veterans also.
And veterans
too,
right.
She's done an amazing job up there,
yes,
with that program, starting
from
just a few horses. It's amazing, and she's really dedicated.
Yeah, I live in Pleasant Valley, and she started out right down the street from me, so I've
known
them for
years.
Oh,
yes, of course, yes. Lucky Orphans, they're a great organization.
Yes, they are.
Now, I'm willing to bet that there are people listening who may not have a child suitable or who needs this great program, Green Chimneys, but they want to give it themselves. Do you have room for volunteers?
We have actually a pretty robust volunteer program, both individually. They can come and work. One of our more popular areas is some people do come in for a couple hours a week and actually help in our barn. They will train. You don't have to have a whole lot of experience. So they will actually train to help with that. We also do a shout out, which the Rotary has done, our local Rotary has done before. They do group projects. So we set corporations and different service groups up, and they come and actually help do everything from painting fences to clearing paddocks, all of that stuff that is a lot when you have 175 acres and, you know, another 350 across the county. So all of those help to keep our place looking wonderful.
Yep. Now, I think I should send my grandchildren to muck the stalls there. That would be, I think.
You know, hand them a shovel.
We do have family volunteer days. So when you have young kids and the parents can come, we have family volunteer days. All of them are on our website at greenchimneys.org. And if you want to go straight to the volunteer, it's, you know, /volunteer.
So it sounds like you have a terrific program, a wonderful facility, two wonderful facilities, but I'm sure there's always room for improvement. If I gave Christian Dion of Green Chimneys a magic wand, what changes would you like to see? What improvements would you like to see on campus?
Oh, well, facilities are always an issue on campus. So anything I could do to make the facilities better would be great. I'd love to have eventually a larger auditorium, because a large space to have kids and entertainment is great. But we have such a beautiful facility. I want to make sure I maintain that beautiful facility. That's
right.
What I promise, you know, my promise to Rolo always. So that's what I want to make sure we maintain that as well.
Now, do you have special events coming up within the next few months that you'd like to talk about, fundraisers, anything like that?
Yep. We have our gala, which is our biggest fundraiser each year. That's Thursday, May 2nd. That's not actually on campus. It'll be down at Tappan Hill in the beautiful facilities there in Tarrytown. And then, of course, our Birds of Prey on June 2nd is a great way to bring people on. And it's more affordable, might be more affordable for people as well.
So I think I just got something in the mail. So that's what
You did. I just got mine.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
So, Kristen, you know, Green Chimneys is a tremendous success. It was the brainchild of one Rotarian, and as Rotary was the brainchild of one person back in 1905. What kind of things would you like to see happen after grade 12? I mean, you have people there from grade kindergarten through 12. What happens after the young people age out of your program?
Well, you know, we often say that discharge begins at admission. So the entire time they're here, we are working on what comes after, because what comes after is most important. So one of the things that we really concentrate is on family care, family-centered care, meaning the families are the experts and that we're working with them. So when the child leaves here, they have all the supports that they're going to need.
That's terrific. Wow, and have you had alumni come back to visit and find out they've been great successes in life?
We have an alumni day. Every summer
Oh, yeah?
We have an alumni day, and the students come back. And it's so wonderful, because some of these people were here in the 50s and 60s. And
oh my gosh.
Some of them still come back to visit.
Well, before we say goodbye today and wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day, Kristen Dion of Green Chimneys, give us your website one more time.
Yeah, sure. It's greenchimneys.org. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, can I also say happy birthday to my brother? It's his birthday on St. Patrick's Day.
Of course.
Kristen Dion, thank you for everything that you do to bring a better life to young people through Green Chimneys. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Fun was ours. And, yes. And who allows us to have this fun, Kathy, by being our sponsors this week?
Yes, we are lucky to have sponsors for Radio Rotary. We have Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Borwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org. Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Yes.